welcome to another Temple Sounds That Culture. We've been playing you some Afro beats, some Afro house, actually some Afro beat, some Genge tone, some East African music. We're gonna finish up with Kato Change. Then the song is Nyoro, featuring Winyo and Suraj. Yeah, I've been your host, Dr. Kenya, for this Tembo Sounds The Culture Afro Beat set. Looking forward to the next set.
I'm from creationist crucifixion.
R, I'm not attractive and I'm from steel curtain.
Me neither, R.
WRCT.
Pittsburgh 88.3, R.
WRCT, Pittsburgh. Yeah, that's where things like this go, right down the drain.
Considering an online pharmacy? Explore BeSafeRx to find useful information and resources to help you purchase medicines safely online. A safe online pharmacy requires a doctor's prescription, has an address in the United States, has a licensed pharmacist, and is licensed by a state pharmacy board. It's best to stay away from online pharmacies that don't meet these criteria. Discover more helpful tips and resources at BeSafeRx. Go to fda.gov/BeSafeRx.
Wake up and...
Strange music to my ears. Only now, as we speak, did it start. Strange music from the spheres. Can this lovely song be coming from my heart? You are near, and I hear sounds sublime. sounds that I'm incapable of. So, darling, little be near while we treasure every measure so that time can never change. Strange music of love. From the spheres, can this lovely song be coming from my heart? You are near, and I hear sounds sublime, sounds that I'm incapable of. So, darling, hold me near while we treasure every measure so that time can never change the strange music of love.
Company's here. Our company, that is. Hello. This is Larry Berger, along with Ricky Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUPFM Indiana. Hello, family of Jim Rogers, WMCO, New Concord, WNJR Washington, WCUC Clarion, Tube City Online Media at WMCK.FM Keysports, PC TV, Comcast 21, Verizon 47, Pittsburgh. The Audio Now Network at area code 515-605-9542. Listen by telephone at that location. And tune in Simple Radio, Streama, and other internet radio services on your audio device of choice, all listed at slbradio.org/radio. A lot of guests today. Stuart Orrest and Susan Tsui will be here from Quantum Theater this hour to talk about their upcoming production. Also, Dr. Karen Daly will talk about Junior Mendelssohn Choir's upcoming performance of A Path to Hope. That will be at 7:20. In our 8 o'clock hour, the Pittsburgh Savoy Arts will have a preview of a radio adaptation of It's a Wonderful Life, complete with Foley sound effects. At 10 o'clock, we have high school students talking about expectations that young people have for educators and the best ways that educators can support learners. We also, in our 10 o'clock hour, will have reflections on gratitude from students at Manchester Academic Charter School, plus teen poet Asia Lin, and live music from Distelfink, Pennsylvania Dutch-inspired folk jazz, at 11 Eastern, all on today's Saturday Light Brigade, with a pop quiz coming up in just a moment. To get us started, thank you for meeting us here.
It's knowing that your door is always open and your path is free to walk. That makes me tend to leave my sleeping bag rolled up and stashed behind your couch. It's knowing I'm not shackled by forgotten words and bonds and the ink stains that have dried to bone some lies. That keeps you in the back roads by the rivers of my memory, keeps you ever gentle on my mind. And I've planted on their columns now that bind me, or something that somebody said because they thought we fit together walking. It's just knowing that the world will not be cursing nor forgiving when I walk along some rebel track and find that you're moving on the back roads by the rivers of my memory, where hours are just gentle on my. And the junkyards and the highways come between us, and some other woman's crying to her mother cause she turned and I was gone. I still might run in silence, tears of joy might stain my face, and the summer sun might burn me till I'm blind, but not to where I cannot see, walking on the back roads by the rivers flowing gentle on by. I dip my cup of soup back from a gurgling, crackling cauldron in some train yard. My beard a ruffling coal pile and a dirty hat pulled low across my face. Through
cupped hands round the tin can, I pretend to hold you to my breast and find that you're waiting from the back roads by the rivers of my memory, and a smiling letter gentle on my mind.
Richard Bennett at the Saturday Light Brigade, getting us started. And you may have heard David Frischberg passed away on Wednesday at 88. Somewhat an appropriate number, given his principal instrument. We'll have a lot of music from the great David Frischberg throughout today's Saturday Light Brigade. Well, this weekend, we have a lot in store. We also had a busy week, and I'd like to give you a sense of how the week went. Our personal taxes, most of us are due April 15th. We sometimes get an extension of 6 months to October 15th. At SLB, our what's called a 990, what nonprofits submit to the IRS, is due May 15th. We get an extension sometimes to November 15th, which we did this year, and that was Monday. And if you heard this yippee coming from the northern part of the city, that was me, because we finished all of that with our accountant the day it was due, which happens sometimes, especially given the past couple of years. But that was a big part of our work today, to make sure that everything is transparent and available. I doubt our tax return is up online yet, but it'll be there soon enough once the IRS gets to it. We also continued construction of our youth media center. The drywall is up. You may have seen a picture of it if you receive our weekly newsletter. And the soundproofing behind the drywall is making our large space tremendous. There still is some natural echo from our terracotta ceiling that we wanted to keep. But you also will be able to hear, or I should say not hear, noises from adjacent spaces. We're excited about that. Tad Whistle and Janessa Schuller came back from a quick trip to Radioactive in Seattle, as well as a great high school radio station out west. And we thank A-Post for sponsoring that visit, so that our staff can share practices and learn more about other practices. We were at Provident Charter School and Manchester Academic Charter School this week, as well as Pittsburgh Langley for a program we call Mustang Club. We also spent some time at Pittsburgh Westinghouse with students there. And that brings us to today. Which I'll admit is pretty much my favorite day of the week, because it's the one we get to spend together. And thank you for being here to be part of it. And it's time now for us to get started with a pop quiz this morning. Are you ready? Our pop quiz challenges you to come up with five things that you can wear that start with the letter T. Five things you can wear that start with the letter T. You can be as creative as you would like to. We've already had a lot of answers. We featured this puzzle in our newsletter. Five things that you can wear that start with the letter T. Phone us with your best five. Join us on the radio since you're up. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. Here's hoping we'll hear from you. We're all getting ready for Thanksgiving, too. Here's Mary Chapin Carpenter.
Grateful for each hand we hold, gathered round this table. From far and near, we travel home, blessed that we are able. Grateful for this sheltered place, with light in every window. Saying, welcome, welcome, share this feast. Come in away from sorrow. Father, mother, daughter, son, neighbor, friend and friends, all together, everyone, in the gift of loving kindness. Grateful for what's understood and all that is forgiven. We try so hard to be good, to lead a life worth living. Father, mother, daughter, son,
taking your phone calls, not waiting for your footfall on my stairs. It still doesn't please me, forgetting your fingers, letting your voice forget my ears. I smile when I'm scared. I smile when I'm nervous in front of strangers. I feel unprepared for what I am facing. Just being alive. I smile when I'm angry. I smile when I'm sad. I smile all the time. Smiling when you first saw me, you said it seemed simple that smiling meant happy and you believed me. I made it look easy. When I first knew you, you were so darkness. You weren't afraid to give up your light, and you made it look easy. Even in high school, you made up your own rules. You never told the truth. You never seemed to hide, but I never did know you. Not like I wanted to. I barely had a hold on myself. How could I hope to know someone else? But you made it so easy loving you. But nothing worth having.
That's Autumn Errors, recorded live on the Saturday Light Brigade, July 26th, 2008. Mary Chapin Carpenter did Thanksgiving Song before Autumn. Lots of answers are coming in. We're looking for things that start with the letter T. Before I tell you about those, I sometimes don't see Facebook posts and email messages to the radio program until the subsequent Saturday. And Brianna Buck and Donovan Buck posted an SLB t-shirt. Actually, Bree did. They grew up listening to the Saturday Light Brigade. And Brianna, the picture you posted was just splendid is the only word I could use. It really made me smile. And they noted that they've shared joint custody of their Saturday Light Brigade t-shirt for 20 years. And she says she's claiming it, though, for the most part. They grew up listening along with their dad and mom. And it's great to see a picture of you all these years later. That was all started by Jim in Black Ridge, and a picture he sent of that vintage shirt from 1990, found in a thrift store. Jim wrote things you can wear starting with the letter T, include a T, a tuxedo, trousers, and you can wear trinkets. You can also wear a thinking cap. Mike and Mars says that, what did he wear? He wore his tire tread down. Yeah, we'll let that count. Holly in Oakland has a tank top, trousers, trench coat, turquoise necklace, and tennis shoes. Tom phrased his answer as a sentence. He is in McCandless, and he wrote, clothed in tights, a tutu, a tassel, and a turban. The tooth fairy, who also wore a twinkle in her eyes, looked at her Timex before descending for her nightly grab of the dentist's handiwork. Speaking of Toms, good morning to Tommy in Virginia, and good morning to Tom and wife Barb in Stallstown. This puzzle, when received in our newsletter, was just what we needed for a 3+ hour car trip, writes Tom. Trousers, t-shirt, tank top, tam, tank suit, tutu, tap shoes, toe shoes, tights, tiara, toupee, a toque, both for a chef or a hockey player, and teeth, comma, false. He also mentions Teva, I think it's pronounced that way, T-E-V-A, a brand of shoes. Jim in Crafton Heights has trendy togs, a turtleneck, a t-shirt, trousers, Timberlands. You can wear ties, and you can wear toques, and tams, and trunks, tennis shoes, and tuxedos. And Linda has t-shirt, tuxedo, top coat, thongs, and she writes in parentheses, shoes, and thermal underwear. Maureen and Lou in Point Breeze say things you can wear starting with the letter T include a t-shirt, trench coat, tie, tuxedo, tennis shoes, tennis shorts, and tennis dresses. Russ has quite a few, a toupee, a two-piece, as in a bikini, trench coat, teddy, thong, tiara, tutu, tights, tweeds, tartans, tam-o'-shanter, turban, top hat, tie, tails, tuxedo, trousers, a tunic, a toga, tennis shoes, tracksuit, tube top, tank top, turtleneck, t-shirt. That's quite a few. Well done. Tiara from Jim and Blackridge as an addition. And Rich Engel came up with t-shirt, tie, trousers, and tennis shoes. Eric, playing online, has tie, tuxedo, turtleneck, tennis shoes, and tank top. And Jeffrey, who you heard with his boys on last week's program, t-shirt, tennis shoes, tassel cap, toe warmers, and trousers. Did we miss any? Feel free to let us know. Things you can wear starting with the letter T. I like turquoise. I'm trying to think if I have any. Tortoise shell glasses might be one. Toga came to mind right away. Or a threadbare shirt. Thank you for playing along with us, and a Saturday Light Brigade charge to you. If you were able to come up with five things you can wear, starting with the letter T.
My name is Alonzo. I'm 11 years old, and I'm in sixth grade at Manchester Academic Charter School in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. I'm thankful for my family because I wouldn't be where I am today. I wouldn't be at school right now, and I would be hungry and not experience life.
Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings on a great group of radio stations and internet radio stations and streaming services, including slbradio.org/radio. Lonesome River Band with a tune called Goodbye Wheeling here at the Saturday Light Brigade, and a chance to earn a charge is coming up with our Historiddle.
Headliner joins you in supporting SLB Radio and Youth Express. Headliner is a cloud-based software that media makers can use to add video to podcasts, music, and other audio projects, making it easier to share their creations via social media, YouTube, and websites. Headliner also offers a photo and video library, text captioning, and simplified audio-video editing. Additional information is available at headliner.app.
By the way, our newsletter features our pop quiz every week. You can get a jump start on it, plus an email about features and other SLB news. Here's how.
Learn about upcoming guests and features first by subscribing to Brigadier Briefings, our free email newsletter. To subscribe, visit slbradio.org/subscribe. Each newsletter includes an original puzzle, links to past programs, and details about youth and adults appearing on the next edition of the Saturday Light Brigade. Get closer to SLB by subscribing at slbradio.org/subscribe.
Music from Mary Flower coming up in a moment. Born in Baltimore on September 20th, 1878, he graduated from City College of New York. His self-published 1906 novel eventually led to laws dealing with things like beef, chicken, and pork. Other writings of his included King Coal and Oil. And in 1934, he was the California gubernatorial candidate after writing over 80 books, as well as his autobiography. He died November 25th, 1968. Any ideas who that is? 412-200-5975. 412-200-5975. That's this morning's history riddle. Born in Baltimore, September 20th, 1878, he graduated from the City College of New York. His self-published 1906 novel eventually led to laws dealing with things like beef, chicken, and pork. Other writings of his included King Coal and Oil. And in 1934, he was the California gubernatorial candidate after writing over 80 books, as well as his autobiography. He died in 1968. 412-200-5975. 412-200-5975. You can also reach us toll-free at 1-888-752-7234.
You called me out all the time. died.
Saturday Light Brigade, that's Laurie Lewis, and the Right Hands with a tune called River Under the Road. Very busy morning today. Thank you for spending time with us, and calls are still coming in. You also heard Mary Flower and Brother, Can You Spare a Dime? Jim from Black Ridge got the correct answer. So did Rich in Freeport, John in Carrick, Tommy in Virginia, and Holly in Oakland also got the correct answer, as did Tom in McCandless joining us now. Good morning, Tom. Tom, are you there? Oh, wait. That's Bruce. Did I get the wrong line? Hi. I mixed the two of you up. Sorry about that.
That's okay.
But Tom, you'll be on next. You knew who this was?
Yes. It's Upton Sinclair.
Upton Sinclair, indeed. I charged you.
The great heck raiser.
Yeah, he was really something. Born back in 1878, September 20th in 1878, and he wrote almost 100 books during his life, winning the...
I didn't realize he lived so long.
Yeah.
In the late 1960s.
Yeah, he absolutely did. And he was the Democratic Party nominee for governor of California in 1934. and won the Pulitzer for fiction in 1943.
Interesting. And a lot of it was sort of fiction, historical fiction based in fact, I would say, is what he was writing about.
Well, one of his books that's worth a reread is It Can't Happen Here. Or is it Couldn't Happen Here? I may be getting the name of that wrong, but so many of his books are worth reading, but that's one.
Absolutely. Very interesting and you know, never really goes out of style, actually.
The Jungle.
Cautionary Tales.
Yeah, The Jungle, I guess, was the book that he wrote that brought him to a lot of attention. That was the book that exposed the meatpacking industry and some of the conditions there. It Can't Happen Here was the book he wrote in 1935.
Yeah, when you read the history riddle, the first two names that popped in my mind were him and Jack London.
Yeah.
Same type of persons.
And you know what? I'm realizing as I say this that I think Sinclair Lewis wrote It Can't Happen Here.
Oh, you know what? You're right.
And Upton Sinclair, it's an easy mistake to make that Upton Sinclair is the person, you know, who we're talking about. It was Sinclair Lewis that was the one that wrote It Can't Happen Here. But he does refer to Upton Sinclair in the book. So that makes things even more complicated.
Oh, my God. And there's not many Sinclairs out there.
No, there aren't. You've got the gas stations, and after that, that's about it. Well done. He also wrote a book. It really interesting guy, The Jungle. There's a film adaptation of it. The movie There Will Be Blood from 2007, a great film, was based in part on the book Oil. And really worth reading his works.
Yep, and a lot of people read those in literature classes, too.
Yeah, and there's a picture of him and President Johnson on the page we linked to. So, well done. A charge
to
you.
All right, thanks, Larry.
Okay, take care.
Have a great day.
We're going to talk to Tom next. And there he is. Tom, sorry about confusing you two or mixing you two up.
Well, I was going to say about Sinclair Broadcasting Company, right?
Oh, yes. I tend to try to forget about them, but they own a lot of radio stations and TV stations and sometimes use the combined might of those properties to persuade.
Every time I kept worrying that I was going to say Sinclair Lewis when you asked me the answer for some reason. You know, it just seems... and then The Jungle, and there's also a movie called The Asphalt Jungle. Have you heard of that?
No, that's not related to Sinclair Lewis, though, is it?
It's a film noir movie.
I'm going to get all
back in the 50s.
Upton Sinclair is the answer. We should be clear. Right. Is that the one? Does it take place in a school, The Asphalt Jungle?
Well, I think there's one called The Blackboard Jungle.
Okay, that's what I'm thinking of. Blackboard, right. Blacktop, asphalt, it all sort of rolls together.
Yeah, I couldn't understand. I saw you could actually see it on the internet, I think, The Asphalt Jungle. But I didn't ever figure out why they called it The Asphalt Jungle other than it took place in a city or something like that.
Well, that kind of makes sense.
Right.
All of the, you know, the way it would be.
Right. I was going to mention, you know, the jungle, you know, did help the Pure Food Act or something like that.
Absolutely. The regulation of food based on just the way the meatpacking industry had no uniform standard, so to speak. And that can be a tough book to read, but is worth a read. I think that one, right. I'm pretty sure that was high school reading for us.
Yeah. Well, there's a book I read a few years ago. It was called The Poison Squad.
Hmm.
And there was a person, he worked, I don't say it was the FDA at the time, but it was a predecessor of the FDA. And I think he started like 1885, and he was concerned about all the additives that were added to all the different canned goods and so forth. And the one thing that stuck in my mind was he mentioned what they added to pickles. And I think it was alum. And alum makes pickles look really green.
Interesting, and that would be aluminum powder, right? Or
I don't know. I just they call alum.
Yeah,
know?
I think alum sure. is like an activated alumina.
I was down at the History Center, and there was this boat, a river boat, or I guess a steamboat that sunk just around sometime during the Civil War up on the Missouri River, and then Missouri River shifted course, and I don't know when 1970. I can't remember exactly when. They found it in a farmer's field, and they dug it up.
Huh.
And one of the things they had on display at the History Center was a jar of pickles. And they always would say, and the pickles are still green. And I thought, wow. And then after I read that book, I thought, now I know why the pickles are still green.
Yes,
they probably used a lot of alum.
You'd think pickles would preserve themselves. You know,
well, to make them, and also read that they used calcium carbonate in the making pickles, and that keeps them they're crisp, real crisp.
Yeah, that would cause almost an effervescence kind of interesting. I'm reading more about our historical answer, Upton Sinclair. He also published a book which I've never read called The Brass Check, which was an expose of American journalism that talked about the importance for fact-checking in journalism. Time magazine said, Upton Sinclair is a man with every gift except humor and silence.
Well, they probably didn't want their stories fact-checked, you know.
No, they may not have. I think they meant that as a compliment, but hard to say. Well, Tom, thank you. A charge to you. Good to talk to you, as always. And congratulations to you if you came up with Upton Sinclair. And I see that Marge and Brookline, good morning, Marge, also got the correct answer. As did Rick in Mooresville, North Carolina. Rick, thank you for your kind note. We'll do our best to get your request on shortly. Now it's a pleasure to talk with a couple folks who are going to join us this morning. And I think here I have got Stuart. Is that correct? Good morning, Stuart. Or do I have Susan?
You have Susan.
I've got Susan. I'm mixing
Hello.
People up this morning. Stuart, are you there?
I'm here. Hi, Larry.
Hi. It's good. I hope you can both hear each other as well. It's good to have you both here. And let me start. With you, Stuart. Can you tell us a bit about what's going to be happening at Quantum Theater?
Sure. Yes. So we're opening a play called Chimerica. This coming Saturday after Thanksgiving, quantum theater. You know, we move all over the city. We've been doing it for 30 years, finding places that aren't theaters and making them our theater. So we are in East Liberty for this one, in a place called The Maverick. It used to be the East Liberty YMCA, and it's, you know, had a couple hotel lives there, but we're there in this big gym space opening up our show on November 27, and it'll run through December 19th.
Now, I've always admired Quantum Theater for its ability to emerge in just about any place. I've known Carla for years and the great work that she's done. Susan, can you tell us a bit about the theme of the play, or without spoiling it, of course, but a bit about what the play deals with?
Oh, absolutely. The play, you know, beyond the Chinese part of it and the United States part of it, it's a human story. We are talking about love and hopes dashed, romance, and romance not gone perfectly, and all kinds of intercultural experiences here. Ultimately, it is a story of a journalist who took a picture of the Tank Man. This is a fictitious story. So our leading character is obsessed about finding out what has happened to the man that he took a picture of. And it's a fascinating thing because he's in his hotel room and he takes the photo, and for years afterwards he's wondering what has happened to that man. So that in a nutshell is the story without giving away too much of it.
Oh, that sounds very interesting. Now, you're the art director.
I am.
And so tell me about your role and how you've ended up impacting the production.
Well, I say to everybody that I'm sort of like the verbal fly on the wall. I was in China at the time of the Tiananmen Square massacre. Right before it, actually, and promoting exchange and at a conference representing the United States. And so I have a long history and tie with this particular story, and, you know, it is my heritage. So there's a lot that has been in my own life. So when Carla asked if I would like to become part of this, of course I said yes. It was a great honor. You know, the verbal fly on the wall part is that I was there, I have this heritage, I speak pidgin Chinese, and I am a costume designer who is a latent scene designer, so I'm more or less, you know, guiding, putting ideas in people's heads, and just being a reference.
You're like the perfect utility person to help ensure the authenticity of the work. And then, Stuart Yorist, I hope I have that your name pronounced correctly, do I? Is it Yorist?
Yeah, that's right. Yep.
And tell me about your specific role in the production.
Sure. So I'm Quantum's executive director, so after years and years of hard work, Carla has a partner to help her, you know, manage some of the other parts so she can focus on directing projects, you know, like Chimerica. So I help promote the show. I, you know, make sure everything is nice for the actors. You know, we have a wonderful team of 12 performers in this show, which is huge for us. And four of them are from out of town. So, you know, taking care of those folks, making sure they're settled, marketing, fundraising, and, you know, other duties as assigned. But, you know, it's my background is as a performer and theater lover myself. So it's like great pleasure. You know, I talk about my job as being a gardener, you know, and it's like I'm kind of invisible when things are going well. But I create these conditions where amazing artists, you know, like Susan and like Carla and like, you know, the whole team that we have together can create works like Chimerica, so it's very invigorating in that way.
That's a really great analogy. Well, the play opens up November 27th, and it closes on December 19th, and it will be at the Maverick Hotel in East Liberty. And you can get more information by going to quantumtheater.com. And all of the details are there in terms of tickets and exact run dates and COVID-19 safety plans, et cetera. It's the 30th anniversary season for Quantum Theater. Congratulations on that. And I hope you'll keep in touch. Anything else either of you would like to say?
The only thing I'd like to mention to your audience is that we always have student tickets available for our shows. So if, you know, young folks, you know, high schoolers want to come check out the show, there's $18 student tickets for most performances. And we have some pay what you can tickets available the first Sunday, November 28th and November 30th as well. So, you know, if folks want to try us out, there's an easy way to do that.
Excellent. And anything else that you wanted to mention, Susan?
Well, just that theater is a great way of bringing people together. The play does that, and we hope that our audiences will come together as well to enjoy this very human story.
Thanks to you both for being here this morning, and best wishes for a good run. And please keep in touch as the season moves ahead. Take care.
Thank you.
Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, where Upton Sinclair was the correct answer to our history riddle. Along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP-FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WNJR Washington, WCUC Clarion, PCTV, Comcast 21, Verizon 47, Pittsburgh, WMCK.FM McKeesport, and SLBRadio.org/radio.
Well, I'm hip, I'm no square, I'm alert, I'm awake, I'm aware, I am always on the scene, making the rounds, digging the sounds. I read People magazine, I'm so hip. Well, I'm dig, I'm in step. When it was hip to be hip, I was hip. I don't blow, but I'm a fan. Look at me swing, ring-a-ding-ding, yeah. I even call my girlfriend man, I'm so hip. Now every Saturday night, with my suit button tight and my suede on, I'm getting my kicks, digging those arty French flicks with my shades on. Cause I'm too much, I'm a gas, I am anything but middle class. When I hang around the band, I'm popping my thumbs, digging the drums, yeah. The squares don't understand why I flip. They're not hip like I'm hip.
Wait a minute. Huh? You think you're hip? Dig on this, homie.
Wow.
I know.
That's it.